When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Reminder, you get Royals baseball. The playoffs begin. Game one, Colt Reagans, Corbin Burns. Pregame coverage begins at 2:30 right here on KFH. Bob and Jeff will get you primed up for a half hour before the game. We're ready for the postseason. We're ready for the Royals. We've talked to Mike Gillespie of Kings of Kauffman. If you missed anything, you can listen to it all on the Odyssey app. Let's look at the rest of the postseason here, Tommy. Your Braves make it. Stressful Monday for you. You know, ultimately, that was a very likely scenario. That game one was wacky. It was likely until Chris Sale got scratched in game two. Like, everything else was like, all right, it's fine. They'll have Sale going in game two. They'll be fine. Woo! That was tight.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster. It was an emotional day yesterday. I don't know if I've ever been on the edge of my seat for a doubleheader on a Monday quite like I was yesterday in that two-game set with the Braves and the Mets. That eighth inning was insane. And then the ninth inning with Lindor hitting ultimately the game-winning home run. At that point, you know, that game is over and I'm like, okay, the Mets are in. Yeah, the Braves, their backs are up against the wall, but at least they've got the guy that's going to be the National League Cy Young winner. And then nope, about 20 minutes before game time, he's got back spasms and Chris Sale is not pitching in game two. I don't know what that means. I know that it sounds like Brian Snitker says that he's not going to pitch in the wild card round against the Padres. Jeez. But I don't know what that's going to mean, assuming, you know, if the Braves make it any further. But they were able to get it done by the skin of their teeth. It's wild because both of those teams, you know, immediately following that doubleheader had to get on planes and travel. The Mets had to go to Milwaukee. The Braves had to take a cross-country trip to San Diego for games today, which is just, it's wild the way that all panned out. I don't have a ton of optimism with the Braves in general because they had to go through, you know, a lot of their pitchers. You know, Schwellenbach pitched in game one and they had to use relievers and that sort of thing. Then they have to go cross country and take on the Padres without Chris Sale. So I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do. But I'm glad they made it in. They kept that streak of seven seasons alive, but I don't have a lot of optimism.
Weird things happen in the postseason. By the way, your Braves taking on my wife's Padres. She's from San Diego. She kind of gets into it this time of year. I will need to inform her that they made the playoffs. She will not know that. But that, you know, there that is. It wasn't a joke. It was a real prediction. It was kind of a joke, I'll be honest. I was texting some buddies. This would have been probably 2 months ago, and they were asking, they're making World Series predictions, and somebody said, "Oh, Yankees Dodgers in the most watched, you know, World Series of all time." And I said, "How about Royals Brewers in the least watched World Series of all time as far as viewership?" I kind of liked that at the time if they could both get there, and they have. The Brewers are in this round. They'll host the Mets. The Tigers and the Astros are the other series. Good luck guessing at that. Detroit's got some pressure to win this first game with Scooble, for sure. I would love to see the Astros lose. I think Royals fans would love to see the Astros lose. And the Tigers are a great story. I think the two great stories in the postseason right now are the Tigers and the Royals. I don't have a great prediction for. I think the baseball playoffs are so hard to predict. So hard. I would just tell you this. As every game will be played today, right? Like every team plays their games today.
Yeah,
like
the ones that obviously are not on buys.
I would tell you this. I think that the Royals have as good a chance as any team. This is what we've sort of been waiting for with them. Am I predicting them to win the World Series? I don't know. I mean, I hope they do for a lot of reasons. But I think they're capable of it. And I think a lot of times some, you know, teams will get in and you're like, I can't really see it. But then those kind, like the Diamondbacks last year, and they made it anyway, right? So the baseball postseason is so weird, and streaky teams reign supreme a lot of the time here. And I think that there is at least an outside chance the Royals are on a good streak. There are parts of the team that are on a good streak. It's really all, can the offense kind of heat up at the right time? But this is what we've been waiting for, Tommy. Their starting rotation was built for this right here. Their lineup with Pasquantino is built for this right here, right? You only need, usually, in a postseason game, a few hits. Last year was a little weird. There was a lot of offense last year. Most of the time, you just need a little bit of offense, right? You need it to be timed right. You need great starting pitching. And the Royals seem capable of doing, and usually you need good bullpen play. And the Royals have all those components at the moment.
I think what's wild about this season in the playoffs is that there's not one or two dominant teams that are going into it. I mean, any team has the chance to go far. And it was kind of similar last season. I mean, look at the World Series matchup between the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. Like, neither one of those teams were dominant going in, and they made it to the World Series. But there were a couple of teams, at least, you know, last year that had won a bunch of games. The Dodgers were, you know, one of them, yep. Obviously. That's not the way that this season has panned out. I mean, you've got teams that, I mean, there was not a single 100-win team in Major League Baseball this year. And so what's crazy to me about that is, you know, you're talking about large market teams. You're talking about small market teams. You're talking about large payrolls, small payrolls. You're talking about teams that lean on their pitching, teams that lean on their offense, teams that lean on their defense or their bullpen. Like, you've got multiple different ways for teams to make the playoffs this season. It's not always like that. And so that's what makes it so exciting. I think that, you know, if you compare that with the NFL, there's kind of at least somewhat of a blueprint for teams to be wildly successful. You have to hit quarterback correctly. You have to have the right quarterback on your team to lead them, you know, lead teams to the playoffs and beyond. Look at the Chiefs, for example. It's not quite that way right now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Major League Baseball. There's not one blueprint for success. Teams can get it done in a variety of different ways, like the Royals have in their own way. And even with the way that they've stumbled over the last month of the season, they still found their way into the playoffs, and they still feel pretty good about their chances going into it with the way their pitching has been, and then, of course, getting Vinny Pasquantino back. So that's what makes this time of year, October baseball, so much fun, because you're going to see different styles clashing amongst all the teams that are in the playoffs right now. And honestly, this season more so than probably any other, it's literally anybody's ballgame.
Yeah, it is, which probably tells us it's going to be Yankees Dodgers, right? Like, that's just the way it goes. Like, you'll get the predictable here. Can you make a case for any team of any of the teams that are in, Phillies, Dodgers, Yankees, Guardians, the teams that got byes in the long? Like, does anybody stand out to you as a team that has no chance?
A team that has no chance, or a team that I would lean on? I mean, because I think that...
No. The other. I think we agree, like, that everyone see... Like, is there a team in there that you're like, yeah, it's just, that's not going to be the team?
Yeah, I think depending on... I mentioned the Braves, and they're my team. I mean, they've been absolutely dismantled, you know, with injuries and all of that. And their rotation going into this series is not ideal. In fact, I think I read that there was some consideration being made, and I don't know if they've made a decision yet, but some consideration about, like, even calling up a pitcher from the minors to start in game one of the wild card round, which is clearly not ideal. So knowing that, I mean, I'd probably give them the least likely chance, but who knows?
So I'm looking at this right now. I'm just pulling up everybody's odds right now. God, this seems great. So the Royals and the Tigers have the longest odds. The Tigers at 30-1, the Royals at 28. The Braves have 23-1 odds. They're with the Mets. Then you go all the way up the ladder. You get to the Dodgers and the Yankees as the most likely. That shouldn't surprise anybody. So, you know, look, But it does feel like 30-1 for the Royals seems too long to me. Their chances seem much greater than that.
I'd throw a couple of bucks on that. I mean, who knows? I mean, that'd be fun to do.
What was my joke series? Let's do this. Let's see what Kansas City. Oh, see, but I can't put them both in the World Series. I was going to say, Kansas City and the Brewers, can I put them together?
Probably.
I can get 131-1 odds.
There you go.
That the Royals and the Brewers make it. Problem with that is, Tommy, I already have the Royals at 200-1 to win it.
By the way, I really, really like the Phillies. I don't like them, but I like them to win the World Series. They've got a scary offense from top to bottom. Harper
and Wheeler
and Nola at the top. Like, they are stacked. They would probably be my team, you know, that I think will win.
3 o'clock, folks. 3:08. Pre-game coverage begins at 2:30. Here we go. We'll be back tomorrow to talk all about it.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.